report for today, but as far as yesterday's practice, Anthony Levine has suffered a concussion, so he'll go through the concussion protocol. Actually, Lawrence Guy also had some symptoms reoccur from his concussion, so we held him today. So, and Mike Neal, I'm sure there's gonna be questions about Mike. I would say Mike's probably day to day.
Did he have a scan, Mike Neal? Did he have a scan?
No, just a doctor's examination, and he's day to day.
What do you think happened
to him? He got his knee in a bad position, and just kind of torqued it. We're going through the drill work. You understand he's coming off the bag and hit the bag with his other foot and just planted funny. But he's seems to be doing fine.
Too early to predict whether he can play on Friday, or do you think you just rule?
I would just, like I said, I'm giving you a day-to-day estimate on Mike Neal. No, frankly, I haven't looked at it. We'll meet tomorrow as a staff. Really, our plan all week was we knew we were going to have three hot padded practices in a row. So we accomplished that. Probably didn't look the way it needed to look sometimes, but I thought the work the last 3 days. So I really, tomorrow's examination will give us a lot of information based on who's in or out. We'll have a 48-minute practice tomorrow, really just to try to clean up some things schematically and get our guys ready to play for Friday night.
Do you think you'll go a little longer with your ones, or have you made that determination yet on your how you're going to divvy up playing time?
We're still talking about it, so we'll see how the team comes out of practice today. We'll see if the medical report tomorrow. We'll meet on it. And like I said, we'll have a 48-minute practice tomorrow. And then we'll determine play time.
Mike,
let the players know Friday morning.
Sorry. Is the preseason philosophy for games the same as any other year? Do you think you'll be third game will be the most, and fourth you might roster?
I would say that as far as play time, we're looking at some of the same ratios that we have in the past. But I'd have to say that the way our team is being substituted and formatted on not how many reps you play, but also when you play, how each player is playing. So we're really trying to get as much information as we possibly can, particularly on new players, combination of players, to make these personnel decisions. So that is different than prior years. But, that's based on how we go into the game. Now, the way the course of the game goes, if you do have an injury, but based on how the opponent wants to play the game, that is, subject to change slightly. But my number one priority going into these preseason games is really to get a personnel evaluation on our team.
How do you think the team has responded now that you moved the practices to daytime?
I think everybody needed to change. The goal was to come into training camp and mentally challenge the team because we've been separated for so long, so we wanted to really challenge them, with the scheme installation. We accomplished that. We had two plans going into the second week, whether to continue down that path or try to focus more on the physical. So that was a lot of our pre-planning conversations, and we felt coming off the last install with the night schedule that it was time to get to a day schedule and get in some heated practices, some afternoon practices, and I feel very good that we accomplished that these last 3 days.
Gurley was a guy who had a big day today. Can a guy like that accomplish something in practice, or does he have to do it in game?
Oh, I think every time you line up, it's important. Every snap is evaluated. We're filming, our individual drills. So you're gathering as much information now. The level of importance each snap is probably different from drill to teamwork to game time. I think there's no doubting that. But you're looking for ability. You're looking for performance. are you looking for fit? And also the other side of it is, from a culture standpoint, does the person fit? So all those variables are taken into account when you're evaluating our roster.
Mike, I'm trying to draw a similarity between Walden and Lattimore's backgrounds and kind of helping each other, or Walden helping Lattimore out. Are there similarities on the field that you've had a chance to notice in the few practices that you've had Lattimore around for?
Well, I would say both, you know, Walden and Lattimore, just the first thing you jumps out from their particular position is their athletic ability, particularly in space. I think they're both definitely on the plus side when you watch them in space. Not only shows up on defense, but also in the special team drills.
Mike, do you think the added weight on Walden, has he still been able to cover the way you'd like?
Yeah, I think Eric looks good. And, you know, it's a little bit of a different evaluation because Eric came to us in the middle of the season, and so we were at a different time. We were in such a mode of transitioning and trying to get players, new players acclimated and get packages together. So now to be able to see him from day one, go through the installation phase of a camp, I think he clearly looks better today than he did when he came to us during the season physically.
Has either Sherrod or Lang made any strides in the last couple of days?
It's still very similar. I mean, you know, they're graded every day. I really like the way TJ's coming to camp. And having history with TJ, he's made a jump from last year. I think that's clearly evident. And Derek's really just trying to get familiar. You know, he's going through a little bit what Brian went through last year. You know, he's not playing as fast as he'd probably like to. He's not reacting to things as quickly as he'd like to. You know, it's a little more thinking than the urgency and the finish that you're looking for. So they both are young players and they need this work. But we're going to take our time with that.